One day Guru Sri Charanaravindam. One day Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. This past Thursday was the anniversary day of the founder Acharya of this movement arriving in America. For me personally, I consider that the most significant day in the history of America. If Srila Prabhupada had not obeyed the order of his spiritual master, which he originally received in 1922, and was repeated throughout the years, and if Srila Prabhupada had not meditated on that instruction, none of us would be here today. There would be no ISKCON movement. And for myself, if Srila Prabhupada had not come, I probably would be dead by now. The course I was on, the downward path, the path of sense gratification, sinful life, the full throttle of Kali Yuga. But Srila Prabhupada saved me, and he has saved all of us by giving us this Krishna consciousness movement. And when Srila Prabhupada arrived, he first docked at Boston, and he was staying at this Commonwealth Pier. And he wrote a very moving poem. And every year I do a class on that poem because I find it to be very great inspiration to continue my preaching work on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, as I look at him, actually, to sit here and to speak, this is the optimum position, because I can look at Srila Prabhupada while I'm talking, and there'll be no dearth of inspiration. So I really like coming here Sunday and being able to see Srila Prabhupada and talk about him. So I'd like to go over that poem, and hopefully it will inspire you as it does me. I find that by going over this poem every year, it's like getting, you know, you take your car in every 3,000, 5,000 miles for an oil change. So I find it to be a spiritual oil change, and you become greatly inspired and enlivened, because Prabhupada made it very clear. We would ask him, Prabhupada, how can we repay you for what you have done? And he would always say, just give to others what I have given you. Distribute this Krishna consciousness movement. That's what Srila Prabhupada wants his disciples, grand disciples, and followers to do. To whatever degree, to whatever level you appreciate what Srila Prabhupada has given us, then the only thing he wants you to do is give it to others. That's all. Just give Krishna consciousness. And I was taught very early, back in 1973, when I joined Srila Prabhupada's army, I was told, and it's confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that let's say you have in your account, because everyone has a bhakti 401k account. You all do. So let's say in your account you have 100 points. And let's say that on a particular day you go out and you distribute and give everything that you have in your account. Now materially, if you were to spend $100, when you look at your bank statement, you're minus $100. But in this account, your spiritual bhakti 401k, if you spend 100, at the end of the day, your account is 200. Do you like that return on investment? You should. Yes. This is the mentality of how you can go out and just give whatever you have. That's what Prabhupada showed us by his personal example. Sacrificed his life. Let me read one paragraph here from his Prabhupada Lilamrita. After a 35-day journey from Calcutta, the Jaladuta reached Boston's Commonwealth Pier at 5:30 a.m. on September 17, 1965. The ship was to stop briefly in Boston before proceeding to New York City. Among the first things Srila Prabhupada saw in America were the letters A and P. It's like we have Ralph's and, you know what Ralph's is. So A and P at that time on the East Coast was like Ralph's. It was everybody bought their grocery store. The gray waterfront dawn revealed the ships in the harbor, a conglomeration of lobster stands and drab buildings, and rising in the distance, the Boston skyline. So while the ship was docked there, he wrote this poem, preaching Krishna consciousness in America. So I would ask you to please try to hear and try to get into the mood of this poem. And hopefully it will inspire you. If you're ready to proceed, say, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Very good. We're ready to continue. So here's the poem. My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. So here you get an idea of what it means to be a humble, surrendered soul. First he says, my Lord, you're kind. Then he says, why you have brought me here? Prabhupada was a resident of Vrindavan. He was a recognized sadhu. But still, that order of his spiritual master, he could never forget it. From 1922 till now, 1965, he never forgot that instruction of his guru to go to the West and preach. To preach. He never forgot it. Here was the culmination of those years, preparing, getting ready. Now, you can do whatever you like with me. This is the sign of a surrendered devotee. The surrendered devotee is unconditional. As he says, you can do whatever you like with me. Next. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place? Sorry, America. Prabhupada looked on America as a terrible place. And he'll explain why. No one should get offended. Hey, he's criticizing the United States. Who does he think he is? No, there's reason. First of all, Srila Prabhupada is a resident of the spiritual sky. He's not a resident of this material world. He's coming from Vaikuntha, the world, the region where there's no anxiety. He's coming from Vrindavan, the land of Krishna. So certainly he has right to think like that. Now, he sees himself, he says, but you have some business. In other words, he sees himself as Krishna's agent. Right? When you work for a company, you work for that company. All the business is done. You may be the salesman. Everything is done for the company. So he's Krishna's man. As he says, you have some business here. Now he continues. Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, but they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev. Everyone say. Vasudev. So Vasudev is the name of Krishna. So here is why he's criticizing. Because people are absorbed in these modes of passion and ignorance. These two modes of nature do not elevate us. These two modes of nature, passion and ignorance, drag us down further and further into lower species of life. At best, maybe you'll come back as a human being. But generally these modes of passion and ignorance drag us down further. If you want elevation, then you have to exhibit the mode of goodness. That's where you get elevation. And if you want liberation, then you have to exhibit pure transcendental goodness, which is what Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita are espousing. They have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev. The transcendental message of Vasudev, Bhagavad Gita. How many people are reading Bhagavad Gita every day? Uh-oh, that's not a good sign. Every hand should be raised. If you are a devotee of Krishna, then you should be reading Krishna's book, Bhagavad Gita. All right, I got to take points off. Everyone should be reading Bhagavad Gita every day so that you become fixed in this message of Vasudev. Alright, now I'm going to be back here at the end of the month. I want to see more hands raised. I want to see more people that they have agreed. Is that alright? Otherwise, I'll chastise you. Alright, let's continue. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. Yes. It is very difficult to understand Bhagavad Gita and the modes of passion and ignorance. Very difficult. You have to be in the mode of goodness. Control the senses. That's the beginning. Controlling the senses. Controlling the mind. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. Here it is. Now, if you want to be successful as a preacher, here's one of the keys of success. I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. This is our job. Our job is to convince others about Krishna's message. But in order to do that, we need Krishna's mercy. So that is another sign, that's another thing devotees do. They are constantly praying for Krishna's mercy. That is the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Devotee is always praying for Krishna's mercy, and here, what mercy? That when I speak, I'll be able to convince them about your message, Krishna, not about my message. I want to be able to convince others about Krishna's message, the message of Bhagavad Gita. Now Prabhupada goes further. All living entities have become under the control of the illusory energy by your will. And therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. This is very, very high Vedanta philosophy. And it needs to be explained. Because somebody who's hearing this for the first time might think, oh, that means God is mean. He's putting everyone into illusion. As if God is some kind of vindictive person. You be damned. No, that's not the purport here. The idea, as Prabhupada explains elsewhere in his writings, when it says, all living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will, it is because we wanted that. Not that God indiscriminately put us. No, we forced his hand. We indicated, no, I don't want you. I want to imitate you. I want to be like you. Originally, we are all residents of the spiritual sky, or in the Christian Bible, the Garden of Eden. But we made the first move on the chessboard. We all bit the apple. What was that apple? That apple was envy, pride. I want to be the center of attention. I want to be the enjoyer. I don't want to be the servant. You go around right now. You ask anybody, so which one do you want to be, enjoyer or servant? How many people are going to say servant? Really, that means you're advanced. Because 99% of the people out there, if you use this word servant, they'll look at you like, servant? I'm a CEO. I'm governor. I'm not servant. Nobody likes that word servant. Like, ladies, would you like to be addressed by your husband? Your husband's introducing you. Oh, here's my servant. How would you feel, ladies? Huh? You would. I know my wife wouldn't like that. She'd say, no, he's my servant. Yeah, nobody likes this word servant in the material world. But that's why I said it. If you can identify that, that indicates that you're very spiritually advanced. Because that is how a devotee feels and thinks, no, I don't want to be the enjoyer, I want to be the servant of God. So we left paradise, we left the kingdom of God, simply because we no longer wanted to be the servant, we wanted to be the enjoyer. Therefore, the subsequent move by Krishna on the chessboard is, oh, you want to be like me, you want to feel like me, that's not possible here in the kingdom of God. I have to create a world for you where you can think that you're the enjoyer, and we'll call that Los Angeles. That is what this material world is. Everyone is pretending that I am the enjoyer, when actually they are the servant. But everyone's running around thinking, I'm the enjoyer. So, we made the first move, then Krishna sent us here. So, from that angle of vision, as Krishna, Prabhupada is saying, and if you like, they can also be released from that illusion. That is another desire of a preacher. A preacher has no personal desire or interest. A preacher is just like, how many people here are doctors? Nishant is one. How many doctors do we have in the house? Okay, so doctors, You take an oath, do you not? I think it's called the Hippocratic Oath, right? They still do that, right? And you make vows that you will heal the sick and administer to the people, am I correct? That is your creed that you live by, that you are going to help people. That's what a preacher is. A preacher is a spiritual doctor. Yeah, we even wear white, see? A preacher is a spiritual doctor. And as a spiritual doctor, a preacher has only one concern. How can I administer, how could I help others in getting back to Krishna? So there's no personal itinerary. It's all, how can I help others? So the devotee, the preacher is thinking, my Lord, please, allow me to act as your instrument in the Bhagavad Gita. So Vas said I had to talk about Bhagavad Gita. So I said, okay, I'll have to bring in Bhagavad Gita somehow. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna that I want you to be my instrument in this fight. Nimitta matram bhava savyasachin. That is what Krishna wants Arjuna to do, become an instrument. When you become a preacher, then you are saying to Krishna, I want to be your instrument. And Prabhupada will use another analogy later on. But that's the idea. Krishna's instrument. Now Prabhupada says, I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. So the preacher is thinking, my Lord, I'm asking you, please, to deliver them. Most people, when they pray to God, mostly, it's for themselves. But the preacher doesn't pray for himself. The preacher is praying for others to be delivered. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation. And if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception, then he or she will be able to understand your message. So there's a science. That's why Prabhupada instituted these classes. Prabhupada insisted that the temple must have classes in the morning, in the evening, at the Sunday feast. Why? Because he wants people to know something of the science of God. You doctors and engineers and scientists in the audience, you know very well you can't make up science. Science simply means you're studying the laws of nature. Sometimes I say the laws of God, and some people go, laws of God? All right, laws of nature. Don't get excited. Because in my world, the laws of nature are the laws of God. But if you don't like that G word, that's all right. We'll just say laws of nature. So science means you're studying these laws of nature. So there's a science, there's a way that you become self-realized. There's a way you become liberated. You can't make up your own. Right? Just like you doctors, you can't just say, okay, I'm a doctor. No, they'll put you in jail. No, if you want to be a doctor, you have to go to so many years of school, pay thousands and thousands of dollars. Then you have to work as a menial servant. Right? When you did those, what is that? After you graduated, what did you have to do? Yeah, servant, right? Pretty much. Long hours. So you had to pay your dues. Then, after some time, then you are stamped official doctor. So there's a process. You can't make up your own. So in the same way, nowadays I'm hearing more and more people, they think that spiritual life, oh, I make up my own spiritual life. And that's not spiritual life. No, it's very common nowadays. Everyone has their own, my way. My spiritual life. It's like everybody has a MySpace and a Facebook. So everybody has their own way. No, there's a science. Prabhupada is reminding us. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam, if a sober person, that's why I said before, you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, the science of God, in the modes of passion and ignorance, virtually impossible. You have to become sober. You have to be, your senses have to become calm, peaceful. Then you can understand. One will become liberated from the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. So here's the real thing we're dealing with. The heart, the mind, the consciousness. We may think this person is my enemy or this situation. No. The real problems that I'm dealing with are the inauspicious things in my own heart. And the devotee and the preacher, first, what is that expression? Physician, heal thyself. Before I can go out and administer to others, I have to get my own life in order. I have to take care of my own business. So therefore, Prabhupada instituted, you get up early in the morning, you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, you hear the classes, you worship the deity, you follow regulative principles of freedom. And in this way, you keep yourself personally fit and healthy in spiritual life. How many people are chanting japa every day? Oh, good. Very good. So, if you're not chanting japa, I put straw in my teeth. Make believe I'm putting straw in my teeth. I flatter you 100 times. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are so intelligent. I just beg one thing. Please. Please. Like a child asking for its mother. Please. Chant the holy name of God. That's the only thing I beg. Let's all time everybody chant. One time. So, the more we chant, the more we read Bhagavad Gita, we come to the temple, what's happening? All the inauspicious things in the heart are being dissipated. And when your heart is cleansed, then you will be totally happy. Who wants to be totally happy? All right. So chant and read Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada continues, how will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them. For I am powerless to do so on my own. This is another very significant thing. Prabhupada said something like this several times. He never took credit that I did this, that it was my, no. He was saying here, I'm unfortunate, unqualified, the most fallen. This is how the pure devotee actually feels and thinks. Does not think that he has or she has any qualifications, but simply is asking Krishna, your benediction so that I can convince them. Powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. Same thing Krishna tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Don't be attached to victory, defeat. Don't be attached to winning, losing. Don't be attached to success or failure. Just execute your duty. So the preacher is the same way. And I have given, and I'm giving, so many lectures throughout the year over the past 30 years, hundreds and hundreds of lectures in different places around the world, different audiences. And each time, this is the mood. Somehow or other you have brought me here to speak. It is up to you to make me a success or a failure. Because at any moment, Krishna can take everything away. I've had that experience. Sometimes I spend hours preparing a lecture. And I think, oh, I got it. I'm going to nail this one down. And then when I sit down to speak, it comes out like this. Krishna can take everything away in a second. And everything you thought you were going to say, right out the door. And then you quickly have to, Krishna, please help me. Krishna, please help me. Sometimes Krishna will do that. If you've ever talked to some of the devotees that distribute books, how many of you know Bhrigupati Das? One of the stalwart devotees. He's been distributing books every day since 1972. And he has told me many times, he'll go out the whole day approaching person after person and nobody will take a book. And he'll try every trick, he'll try every line. And sometimes it happens, at the end of the day, he hasn't sold one book. And then the next day he can go out and the books are just flying off like anything. Saying the same exact things. Because Krishna is in control. And Krishna just wants to see how determined and how serious and sincere we are. Krishna doesn't care about the results. We do. But Krishna doesn't care. Krishna wants to see, oh, you think you say you love me? Alright. Let's see if you love me when I take everything away. You still love me now? You love me when everything's going good. You like me when everyone says that you're wonderful. You like me when everyone says, oh, Prabhuji, you're so good and this. But now I'm going to take everything away. You still love me? Yes, that is our Krishna. How does he look today? Does Krishna look good today? Is he smiling? Good. Always? Yes, always smiling. So let's everyone chant Hare Krishna mantra one time. O spiritual master of the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. This is what I try to do. I can honestly say this is exactly what I tried to do. I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel engladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. This is what a preacher is hoping to accomplish. Because Prabhupada taught us, purity is the force. Everything depends on purity. Prabhupada taught us the pure principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, taking bath twice, three times a day, keeping our clothes clean, keeping our workplace, our living conditions clean. This is very important because purity is the force. So the preacher simply wants to say and speak in such a way that the audience becomes engladdened and free from all unhappy conditions of life. That's why anyone who studied me, throughout the lecture, I'm always getting the audience to chant. Because this way, if I don't get them with what I'm saying, at least I'll get them with the Hare Krishna mantra. So let's all one time chant again. Everybody. Now comes a really nice section of the poem. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance, make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you like. So our preacher is a dancer. So, puppet, like I was mentioning, Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna saw the universal form, Virata Rupa. So Arjuna says to Krishna, who are you? What is your mission? And the universal form responds, I am time, and I have come to destroy everything. But Arjuna, I want you to become an instrument in the fight. So a puppet, right? The puppeteer. And the puppet does not act independently. If it did, then you got the case of Pinocchio, and you got problems. The puppet is supposed to act according to the direction of the puppeteer. Now, this has to be understood. The pure devotee, the preacher, still has free will. It's not that he's giving up his free will. He has his free will, but he's saying to the Lord, with my free will, I want you to use me as your instrument. Now with my free will, please use me as your puppet. The free will is still there. But he's asking the Lord, please take over and use me as your puppet. And I like this analogy. Make me dance. Yes. Preaching Krishna consciousness is a dance. Now the poem ends. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. So, you may not think that you're intelligent, and you may not know so many things. That's all right. But if you have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna, then you can be a success. The devotees who started this movement with Prabhupada in 66, 67, 68, 69, they only knew a few things. But they had strong faith in Prabhupada and the holy name, because that is what Prabhupada instilled in his disciples. He instilled in them to have strong faith in Krishna consciousness and the holy name of Krishna. And with that being instilled in them, this movement spread all over the world and is continuing to spread. This movement only spreads because somebody somewhere has strong faith in the holy name of Krishna and decides, I am going to try to spread Krishna consciousness somehow, somewhere. And that's how this movement will spread. And this movement will stop when everybody has no longer any faith in the holy name. So the preacher's job is to instill in others faith in the holy name of Krishna. Therefore, I'm asking everyone to raise your hands. And I want you to chant like you have never chanted in your life. Let us try to chant so that we get this faith that simply by chanting the holy name, all success is there. Are you ready? Wait a second. Are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare! Thank you. Give yourselves a hand. That was very good. Very good. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta. And now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, on board the ship Jaladuta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America, dated 18th of September, 1965. At that time, I was 15 years old. I wish I had found out about Prabhupada and Krishna consciousness back then. I found out in 1973. Boy, between 65 and 73, I lived a whole lifetime of sinful activities. Wow. When I think about what I did between 1965 and 73, I can't believe I'm still alive. If I had met Prabhupada in 65, it would have been a different, whole different life. But better late than never, I always say. Prabhupada, the world cannot begin to repay what you have done. Many of us, we feel that you actually are the savior of America. Prabhupada chose America as his first place. He tried to start this movement in India. India wasn't interested. He did. He tried hard to start this movement in India, but they were not interested. So he came to America. And many times in his writings and lectures, Prabhupada thanked his American and European disciples for helping him create this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And it's growing and growing. And you, every one of you, you can help. You can increase it. Simply, whatever you have appreciated, whatever you have learned, whatever you understand, give it. Give it, give it. And you will see, mark my words, if you go out and give it to others, your account will increase. So please do that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nithai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol. Nithai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol. So for those of you who have stayed and didn't leave, you get a blessing. Those who left, sorry. So, you want your blessing? Fold your hands, close your eyes, and I will give you a blessing. My dear Lord Krishna, I beg you to please remove all the obstacles in all these nice devotees' hearts. And may your knowledge and love shine in their hearts. And please make their lives auspicious. Inspire them within their hearts to come closer and closer to you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama. For those of you who are interested, you can take one of my cards. If you have a question or you need some counseling or advice or you just need some friendship, you can email me, you can visit my website. I have many lectures on my website. Please take advantage. I am here to serve you and to act as your assistant, like a spiritual doctor, free of charge. With that, this class is dismissed. Please honor Krishna Prasadam to your full satisfaction. And those who want a card and blessing, come and get it. Thank you. May Krishna bless you. Hari Bol. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes, Prabhu. Hari Bol. Jai. Glad you liked it. You want a card? Hari Bol. You're very welcome. You're the doctor, right? Okay, Doc. Hari Bol. All right. One for you and one for you. You're very welcome. Hari Bol. There you go. Jai. Seeing you inspired me.